Well, good morning, church. What an awesome song to sing that Christ is the lighthouse that we're going to trust that's going to bring us safe to shore. And that's really what we're here to celebrate this morning. My friend Skylar here, come on over, Skylar. Went to camp 3 weeks ago, went to Woodlands Camp. And as they always do on Wednesday night, Wednesday chapel, that they share the gospel and they invite students to stay behind if they've got questions. They want to talk to a counselor. And I know Skylar stayed behind and she had some questions and she talked through with her counselor, but she wasn't quite ready to commit her life to Christ yet. And so 2 weeks ago today, Matt and Laura reached out to me and said, "Hey, Skylar wants to talk to you after church." So 2 weeks ago today after church, I sat down with Skylar, and she said, "I'm ready to follow Jesus." And I said, "Well, what's that mean?" And she told me exactly what that means, that she was a sinner. She was separated from God because of her sin. And she understood that Jesus came and died for her sins so she can have a relationship with Jesus, with God through Jesus Christ. And I said, "Great, well, what do you do with that?" And so we just prayed to God and just, I love the fact that her story is much like mine. There was a point in my life where I felt God calling me. He was tugging at me, but I wasn't quite ready. I wasn't ready to commit my life to him. I still wanted to experience some things. I wanted to do things my way. And I loved that she was patiently, and she said, "I'm ready. I'm ready to follow him." And I said, "Well, what's next?" And she says, "I need to be baptized." And I said, "Why is that?" "Because that's what God tells us to do." And she's absolutely right. So this is her first step of obedience to Christ through baptism. Is that right?
Right.
All right. So with that profession of faith in Jesus Christ, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It's a little scary, isn't it? And go along with that story, our next one to be baptized is Aubrey, and Shelly's going to be able to do that. She's been working with her, and it's awesome to have someone that you can trust and someone that you can talk to and that can help you walk through those questions you have and lead you. But Aubrey got saved a couple years ago, and I'll let Shelly share some of that story, but she got saved a couple years ago, and I know, like All Points Bulletin, people have been like, "Hey, have you talked to Aubrey? Have you talked to Joe? Have you talked to Karen?" Aubrey's thinking about baptism. And how long have you been thinking about baptism?
2 years.
2 years. And she admitted she didn't want to get baptized because of you guys. Right? Something like that. Because it's intimidating. It's scary being in front of people. But she's come to the point where she's like, I don't care what you think. Not in that way. But I care more about what God thinks and what he's calling me to do. So I'm going to let Shelly share a little bit of that story.
Thank you, Jonathan. Yes, it is exciting because Aubrey, as he said, 2 years ago went to Woodlands Camp and accepted the Lord as her Savior. And during that time, her camp counselor really spoke to her a lot about her walk with the Lord. And then, as Jonathan said, I love that he teased and that she was nervous to come forward and to take the next step. Right, Aubrey? And to do that public profession of her faith in front of her church family. But now she's more concerned with obeying God than she is with being nervous and frightful about doing something in front of everyone. So I'm just so excited to see Aubrey. Lisa and I love working with the middle school girls, and it's so exciting to be a part of what God's doing in her heart and her life. And we just praise God that Aubrey has making this profession of faith and wants to walk forward in baptism. And so Aubrey, this is what you've decided to do. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. All right, upon your profession of faith in Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I baptize you, my sister, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
What an awesome thing it is to celebrate commitments of faith and acts of obedience. I love the heart of humility, which is all it takes. The heart of coming before God and saying, "God, I want to honor you. I want to be obedient to you." And I love the way you guys celebrate there. They do that at Woodlands when someone comes forward and says, hey, I gave my life to Christ. It's a huge celebration. It goes crazy in there. And I can imagine the angels in heaven do the same thing, just rejoicing that one lost sinner is brought into the kingdom. Let me pray for us as we continue to worship. Well, Father God, we praise you. Lord, we thank you for sending us a Savior, for sending us Jesus, that we could put our faith in him, and through that faith, we could be called righteous. We could be right with you. And Lord, I thank you for these two hearts that have committed their lives to you, Lord, and this is the beginning of the journey. Lord, we lift them up as a church, as we celebrate together, Lord, we want to encourage them together. We want to help them fight that fight of walking a life of obedience. Lord, we thank you that we can be called your children, that we can come and call you our Father. We love you and we thank you for Jesus. It's his name we pray. Amen.